A life of service. Your message from your chairman, Barry Koop. I hope you enjoyed the Jubilee celebrations last month. I was delighted to hear the news that our Brighton Centre manager, Leslie Garvin, has been awarded an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours. I've had the privilege of working with Leslie on the design of our new Rustington Centre, and I'm over the moon to see her passion and hard work being recognised in this way. It's been fascinating to look back over the past 70 years of our Queen's reign during this period. The Jubilee has felt like a glorious celebration of all she embodies, a life of service, and still, at the age of 96, she has dedicated more than anything else to serving the people. It's no wonder she garners such respect from around the world. I was reflecting on this the other day while idly listening to a discussion on the radio about the current problem of all the flight cancellation chaos. I know this has been very challenging for holidaymakers, desperate for their post-lockdown break, but I found it interesting that the show's host was arguing that all those affected should receive compensation for the emotional stress it may have caused. To me, the idea of payouts for stress caused by travel disruption seems remarkably generous considering what the people in Ukraine are going through. I'm sure that being stuck in Mallorca when you're due back at work in the UK is difficult for all concerned. But victims of this cruel war have lost homes, limbs, family, friends, everything they have. I wouldn't be surprised if our Queen's generation, and all those with experience of war and the utter deprivation it brings, think we've become a rather self-centred and spoilt nation. Perhaps we have. But in this age of digital media and constant online distractions, it's all too easy to lose perspective and just become engrossed in the latest headlines. For me, personally, being involved in this wonderful charity serves as a constant reminder of what's most important in life, helping other people. And with this in mind, I'm pleased to let you know that we're making great strides in our ambition to help the war-blinded in Ukraine, having now amended our charity articles of association to support this intent. Although I wish with all my heart that our help wasn't needed there, I'm very proud that we are working rapidly and purposely towards this goal, together with our partner Sight Loss Charities and our research arm, Bravo Victor. The efforts of some to have made this happen so quickly has been nothing short of extraordinary. Even so, as I know Nick has also emphasised previously, our priority will always be our veterans at home. And to finish, I'd like to tell you about another UK charity I'll be meeting with soon, which may be able to offer many of you an exciting opportunity. Based on the South Coast, Turn to Starboard provides serving and retired Armed Forces personnel fantastic sailing and tall ship experiences. I know some of you have participated in their activities and say they are amazing, so I hope more of you can benefit from their support in the future, alongside the continued support of Blind Veterans UK. When all said and done, I just want to do what I can to help you live the kind of lives you wish for. To borrow the words of our Queen, released at the end of her Jubilee weekend, I remain committed to serving you to the best of my ability. Wishing you a wonderful month. And this article includes a picture of Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh during a visit to Australia in 1954, and they are joined in this picture by the late Captain Leslie Maxwell Almond, who was a member of Blind Veterans UK.